The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hit it, Lou. It's a Saturday morning, everyone. March the 9th, 2024. Showtime. Gonna fly now. 710 KNUS Denver's talk station. A great song. 53 will be the high. Sunday, 62. And Monday, 63 degrees. Remember Rocky Balboa, right? And that fight. And now, coming out of retirement, one of my all-time favorites, Iron Mike. Mike Tyson. And he's going to fight Jake Paul, and they're set to fight at bell time. When the bell rings, Iron Mike will be 58 years old. Jake Paul will be 27. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I filled in for the morning guys. They had the day off, and we talked a little bit about it. And then I really gave it some thought about what the show should look like, and I actually switched it. Rupert Murdoch, leave that running a little bit in the background. I love the song. Rupert Murdoch, it's been announced at 92, he's engaged for the second time in 12 months, this time to a woman he met through his third wife, and Joe Biden's State of the Union. It's not enough to make voters forget he's old. What's too old? 303-696-1971. Remember, there he is, man. He's running up the stairs in Philly, and Rocky Balboa. Gotta love it. And he turned that into what an incredible career. 303-696-1971. Joe Biden's age. Rupert Murdoch, 92, engaged for the second time he's been married. Remember, he married Mick Jagger's ex-wife, Jerry Hall. He's married some serious women. And now he's engaged at 92 years of age. How old is too old? So here's the show this morning. And by the way, the shoot is up on our website, 710knus.com, and then click on me, click on shows. And we had Billy and Jeff, and it was really good. Billy Thorpe and Jeff Hunt, the new morning team, was really good. It's up. You can see that. Also, this guy did the radio show with us, or did the television show, YouTube, with us, and his name is Michael, and he's Michael DeMeo, and he is a former CIA guy. And he's going to come on this morning. We'll talk with him. And then Joe Williams, the hitman, and Sandy Clough, my two favorite people, will talk about this Tyson fight. And is it real? And anymore, what's boxing turned into? Don't look past Jake Paul. I'm not a Jake Paul fan. He's a tough kid. And I think he's like 9-1 now. And I'll have to look at that during the break. Tyson was like 50-6 or something. But what a life Mike Tyson had, and what a life Rupert Murdoch had. And in fact, Joe Biden's age is an issue, and how it is covered and what it is talked about on talk radio. So it dawned on me last night. I said, well, these things really do tie together. Jake Paul's going to fight Mike Tyson live on Netflix boxing event. And when the bell rings, Iron Mike will be 58 years old. Already Joe Biden is 81. And Rupert Murdoch is engaged to get married for the second time inside of 12 months. And he's 92. Man, that makes me feel good. 303-696-1971. If you're an old man or an old woman, how do you feel about all of this? I mean, it gives me encouragement. And this is also Spring Forward tonight. So we, as you know, we pick up daylight savings. And that's, I love daylight savings. I don't know why we go the other way. But boxing legend Mike Tyson is making a shock return. That's what The Wire is saying this morning. Into the ring to fight social media sensation Jake Paul. Is Joe Biden too old? They bring up Biden's age all the time. He's 81. He's 81. He acts 81. Mike Tyson, I saw some vid last night. Mike's back in the ring. I mean, he's you can see him. He's wearing the body protectors, and he's He's swinging for the fences. You think Mike Tyson pulls this fight off? And Rupert Murdoch. Again, these are all old guys we're talking about. And for what it's worth, Donald Trump's no kid. You know, and Joe Biden's 81. Joe Biden's age. And so I'm looking at a couple different things. Biden's State of the Union, his speech, was not enough to make voters forget he's old. Biden had one job, and that, I guess that would be his final, someone said hopefully, his final State of the Union address before the, certainly before the election. And he is he up for four more years, and is he more than this well-meaning elderly gentleman with a very poor memory? Damning words that were used last month to describe Biden in a Justice Department report related to his mishandling of classified documents. A vast majority of voters believe the president, 81. Remember, Jack Kennedy, we were talking about the Pentagon Papers with John. Jack Kennedy won an election at, I think he was 43 years old. The youngest elected American president in history. I think he was 43. But could it be, could age be the issue that sinks Joe Biden, or better yet, on his best day when Mike Tyson was Mike Tyson, Jake Paul would have never gotten in that ring. There's like stories about guys that looked at Tyson and thought, oh my God, why am I in this ring? Like the Spinks brothers. Remember that was at Michael Spinks, that you could just see it in his eyes. God, why am I in here with this guy? So Tyson, Joe and Irv, you miss Irv Brown. Joe and Sandy will talk about, and Joe's the great fight expert, and he'll talk about this fight, but, and they're going to fight in Jerryland, they're going to fight on Netflix, so you know there's going to be a wallet. And one of the things I read the other night was that Tyson, quote, needs the money. Well, that's what fighters fight for. That's why they are prize fighters. They fight for the prize, right? So Jake Paul set to fight 57-year-old boxing, and he'll be 58 when the bell rings. And Jake Paul has come out and said, quote, unquote, he vows to put, they say, put Mike to sleep. You know what that means? Knock Mike Tyson out. I don't think Mike ever, he's lost fights in that Buster Douglas fight, but I don't know. All right, Peter, the wall, I'll never forget driving while listening to you call a number on the client sheet. Oh, yeah, Michael City Council. And something like that is exactly what it said. Michael City got live on the air and getting Michael Hancock's voicemail. And, of course, the mainstream media, especially Nine News, would not investigate it. Neither would the Denver Post. And I do believe to this day it was one of the reasons why I was given the gate. Life's tough, play hard. So put all of these things together for me, and lines are wide open. We'll be jammed up with guests, and get your calls in now, 303-696-1971. What's too old? What's really too old? Is Rupert Murdoch a clown at 92 getting engaged for the second time in 12 months? This time it's a woman he met through his third wife. Whew! I mean, that kind of stuff is just beauty. Biden? Joe Biden had one job in that final State of the Union before the November presidential election. And as others have said, it was to help convince the American people that he's up for four more years. And remember, we talked about it a little bit on Friday when I was sitting in for Billy and for Jeff, and him coming up there. It took him 25 minutes to get to the podium. But here we go. Convincing you that, did he convince you, and people, you know, do this one way or the other, that he's got four more years in him. As you know, many of the people who don't like Donald Trump, they portray Donald Trump this way now too, that he's losing his step. And could it be the issue that sinks him? And at least it's one of the issues, right? Too old. And after showing up about half an hour late, he started the speech clearly trying to portray confidence. We talked about this and how competent he was, and he just came out of the box swinging. He also began by turning attention to his new favorite subject, which is nonsense. We're going to talk about it with a guest a little bit later this morning. Vladimir Putin wants Europe. And he was shooting down at Donald Trump, you know, his predecessor, But the speech in general, right? I mean, it was it a young man's speech? So I want to, you to tell me. I mean, age is a big, tell me, but age is a factor. And now this sleeper fight, Jake Paul. I'll bet this fight, I mean, UFC is, lately UFC has not really turned up some great fights. And boxing has not really turned up some great fights that you really waited for, like Ali Frazier, those kinds of fights. Or anything that, I'm this huge George St. Pierre fan, or back in those days, Tito Santana, when those guys would get in and fight. And recently I've kind of not lost interest in UFC, and I love UFC, but just like, where is there somebody there that I can, wow, you know, like when the Shamrocks would get in to fight, or Mike Lindell, what was it, Chuck Lindell. Whew, those guys were smokers. So now, and who didn't love Mike Tyson fights? I think I saw, with the exception of seeing when he got beat in Tokyo, which was a whole other backstory of what was going on in his life at the time. Remember Robin Givens? I was thinking about that last night. But Iron Mike, and now he's climbing back in. And then last but not least, Rupert Payday Murdoch. And Rupert Murdoch paid Dominion $787.5 million for his boys at Fox, Boys and Girls, lying on the air about Trump winning and whatever else they lied about. And that was just openers, but he paid almost 800 mil for that. But that's a day at the beach. I mean, it's like, it's a walk in the park for Rupert. And he's getting married again, or he said he's getting married, engaged for the second time in 12 months. And this is a woman he met through his third wife. All right, your turn. 303-696-1971. Peter, Bill Maher interviewed Robert, I didn't know this, Robert De Niro last night, talk about age and ageism in the film and politics. His opinion of Trump was priceless and spot on. I know he doesn't like Trump. I know De Niro doesn't like Trump. What else could is Peter, we can talk about the science of daylight savings. Nah. No, I'm sorry. I mean, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. All right, it is your turn. Please, 303-696-1971. What's too old? What is too old? Tyson is going to meet Jake Paul. How many of you think Tyson can pull this off? I do. Which shows me, you know, you go with the old guy. But I don't know what the spread is. I don't know what Vegas is saying about this fight at this point. Someone said that they had Jake Paul's favorite to win this fight. Jake Paul's no punk. He's no pushover. He's a tough kid. He came off the street. I mean, he knows what he's doing. But is he that was or is Mike lost that much? Same thing with Rupert Murdoch at 92. His lights are on. Still got a wallet. Didn't knock me down, Ray. Remember that? And we're talking about De Niro in Raging Bull. He plays Jake LaMotta and Sugar Ray, and the real Sugar Ray Robinson. And he goes, "You didn't knock me down, Ray." That was a great moment. I did an interview. Joe Williams and I talked about this. I had a chance to do an interview with Jake LaMotta. I had a television show in Denver, and Jake came in, and we did an hour together, and it was supposed to be kind of a short in and out, but it ended up that I knew enough about his life and enough about boxing, and he stayed, and he rolled me. I mean, he was just, and you think of the fights that guy had. He fought Sugar, I'll have to ask Joe. I thought he fought Sugar more than three times. He, that finest piece of steel from Gary, Indiana, he fought everybody, and he threw a fight too. He went into the tank for a fight back when the mob controlled fighting, and he went into the tank for a fight. And I think the guy's last name was Fox, was the infamous Fox fight, and he took a dive, as they said. He went into the tank. But what a fighter, Jake LaMotta. And those guys were like, okay, and And now Mike Tyson, he'll be 58 when the bell rings. And the wall is really loading up this morning. Since Mike Tyson is the topic today. Oh, yeah. I'm going to send me some pictures. Mike. And do you know much about Tyson's life? Did you ever read Tyson's life story? Boy, you talk about brutal. What his life was really like. And I don't know if he ever met his biological father. He came out of the Bronx, and those stories about people holding him off the roof. And he became, we were talking about Jack Kennedy. I think he became the youngest heavyweight champion in the history of prize fighting. I think he was like 20, and he became the heavyweight champion of the world. And I think that was, I think he was the youngest guy. I know he went to reform school, and he met that guy, Bobby Stewart, I think was his name, and they took him to Customato, and Jimmy Jacobs, that was the other guy. But what Tyson screwed up is when he lined up with Don King. That took him out. But he beat Larry Holmes, and he beat Michael Spinks, and he was like, it's like you watched him, and then what happened? And things happened badly, and they did, and a lot of it was Don King. All right, it is your turn. Enough of this. 303-696-1971. Rupert Murdoch is 92. The president of the United States is 81. And Mike Tyson's climbing back in the ring at 58 years of age. And I wrote down, what is too old? Question mark. We spring forward tonight. The Shoot has Billy and Jeff on it. Sandy and Joe. And this Mike Tomino is coming on to talk about CIA. We're going to talk really about Ukraine, because when Joe starts talking about, you know, this is something that Putin wants Poland, Putin wants, you know, Eastern Europe, and it's not true. All right, let us begin here. Our friends at the Black Eyed Pea restaurant, locally owned and operated by Steve and Michelle, love the restaurant. 8 locations. There's one near you. When is the last time you took the family to eat at the Black Eyed Pea? By the way, when are you old? When do you officially become old? I haven't yet. So, when's the last time you took the family unit to eat at the Black Eyed Pea? St. Patrick's Day is coming. And what are your plans? Make sure they include the Irish Feast, 3-day celebration at the Pea, Friday, March 15th to Sunday the 17th, corned beef and cabbage, slow-cooked overnight, Irish soul food, right? Served with 2 sides. You can get pork bangers, you get smashed potatoes, Irish pie, shepherd's pie, maybe a Reuben with sliced corned beef and sauerkraut and Swiss cheese and a Thousand Island dressing on toasted marble rye. Boom! All the choices. Traditional Irish cheer is available as well. Don't miss the Irish Feast at the Black Eyed Pea. The Pea's the best. I love everything they do at this restaurant, and Michelle and the family is great. I mean, they really are. Steve has become a good friend. I know that you will love them. Let them do the cooking and keep it in Colorado. The Black Eyed Pea near you. All right, my boy, do you want to take a call, want a break, want to do? We're take calls? All right, let's go. Let's go to work. All right, we start with Gilbert. Gilbert, you're on the radio show, man. Good morning and thank you.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Thank you.
Right on. You know, Tyson's always been a hero of mine. He's a tough guy. I haven't seen any pictures of him, but I heard that he's looking really, really
looks
tough.
Real good. He does.
Yeah, and that's all right. It can happen at our age, believe it or not.
And?
You know, there's a lot of great things out there that help us and that a lot of the older guys didn't have, you know. And if you keep your testosterone good and you stay in shape and eat right, I think you'll do fine.
What do you know about Jake Paul? And before that, you know, yeah. Take a look at it. He's not a laydown. But he's also an internet creation.
I think Tyson's head about an inch thick.
Well, I don't know what the purse is. I mean, you would have to be. They're going to fight in Jerryland. They're going to fight on Netflix. So all of us that have Netflix, it won't be a PPV. I don't know. You know, I haven't seen anything on the purse.
Well, it's like us. You know, we keep riding and we're hanging in there.
Best. Is this Gilbert that I know, Gilbert?
Yes, it is.
My boy, my boy. This is a true, it's a motorcyclist. And I looked at that name, I said, what are the odds? Well, yeah, you
had a, I had a complete shoulder replacement 4 months ago, and you know, they do a reverse, and the guy said he does sports medicine. He said it was the worst one he'd ever seen. So I'm hoping to be ready to ride. I've been riding a little bit.
We're gonna ride today and ride tomorrow, I think. Pull it off.
Yeah. You know, I never see you out riding, and I ride all over.
Oh, we go out a lot. Motorcycles.
I've ridden with you guys. You guys
know,
are
of course.
I like to ride and enjoy my ride, you know, the scenery, not go by at 100 miles an hour.
Riding fast. I mean, you know, the 470 is like the test track. You get on 470, and I don't know if there ever really cops on E-470, especially after those, you go through the gates, you know, and then you're on the pass. You can crank those things up. And I'm out there, and all of a sudden some guy, bing, bong, goes by in a Porsche or some hot Beamer. And you think you're rolling along, you know, you're doing well and the music's playing and you feel real good about your bike. All of a sudden some guy hits Top Gear and says, I'll see you later. God damn. Oh, God.
Seeing them out around Balls, there's a stator that hangs out there, and there's that undercover truck that you just can't tell.
Here's one. Have you ever heard, one of my dearest friends is going to go ride, have you heard of it, the Tale of the Dragon? Have you ever heard this?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have.
What do you know about the Tale of the Dragon?
Isn't that the one that's down south with
yes.
all the...
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, my friend wrote it last year, and he said there's a lot of curves and stuff. He said the road to get there was probably as good, if not better, than the Tale of the Dragon.
The rap that I heard, and Kenny's going to go ride it, the rap that I heard is that it's the sport bike guys that get hurt on the tail. There's a road in Tennessee, and I'm sure there's a bunch of bikers out there that know infinitely more about it than I do. It's called the Tail of the Dragon, and I forget how many cutbacks and flipbacks it has, but it's a legendary road. It's in Tennessee. And yeah. I think you get if you come out the other end, I think you buy a T-shirt or whatever it is that you rode the Tale of the Dragon. Well, Kenny's going to go do it. And they're going on a 3-week trip this summer. I'm biting myself in the arm. But
that would be nice. Oh. That's exactly how my buds did it. And they rode all over. They said Tennessee is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Right? One more. That there's a back up to Rushmore. There's a road up through the Black Hills that goes through that tunnel. When you come out the other side, you can see Rushmore. You ever ridden that? That one has been. That's a great one as well. It's a lot of switchbacks as well.
It really is, and I like it back there.
Oh,
you get so close to Rushmore.
You know? Yep.
Which president is it? Washington. Is
yes.
It Washington, the one that you can see
yes.
so well.
Here's one that broke my heart. Why is Mount Rushmore named Rushmore? Serious question. I just found this out like less than a month ago.
Didn't it have something to do with the Indians that owned the property?
No, it has to do with when gold's discovered. The federal government makes the deal, we will not come on this land. And the Black Hills are sacred. So, obviously, when the gold is discovered, forget that. The treaty is immediately broken. Prospectors go on. People get killed. I believe it was Grant's president, Phil Sheridan's the man in charge, and he sends that idiot George Custer in. But in the meantime, they're claim jumping. They're claiming gold rights. And there's this lawyer in New York. This is for real. His last name, Rushmore. And he makes a claim. He does a gold claim that's his. He's out in New York. His name is, his last name was Rushmore. So when we revere, which I hold that, I go every year to see it because it's almost like an awakening. But then when you read, that's who they named it after. Eek.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything less out of New York.
Well, it's not New York. It was the feds.
I know, yeah. but a lawyer out of New York, come on.
Gilbert.
you know, one other thing, two other things. The Rupert Murdoch, I think it says more about her than it does him.
You don't think she's in it for the money, do you?
Not a bit.
That's what I thought.
No. You know, unless he just bought a Viagra factory, I don't know.
She's Rupert Murdoch is now officially engaged for the second time in 12 months. Rupert's 92, Gilbert.
What do we, you know, I mean, we're here for something. And,
my boy.
What was the other deal?
Oh, the Tyson fight and also Joe Biden being 81. What's too old?
Well, you know, and there again, I don't think it's as much about his age as it is everything else. For me, the biggest thing is Afghanistan right off the bat. And nobody seems to bring that up.
Yeah.
That was just a huge, huge mistake.
Well, that was George W. Bush and Dick Cheney and company.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself. Oh, go ahead. I'll take last comment.
Sir. Thank you. Be safe.
And I'll see
maybe
you.
I'll see you this summer.
I promise I will. Thanks, Gilbert.
Okay.
All right, 303-696-1971. It is your turn from the wall's just firing stuff at me now. I believe Tyson will mop the floor up with that dude. Pete took the family to the P last night, ages 31 to 90. Great meal. Talk about being old. I'm 68 and looking around. Let me look at this. Looking around the room, I felt like a kid. Age is a state of mind. If you think you're too old, you are. No, I'm a firm believer. I'm an old man. Somebody said, how old are you really? 26. Except I've been real sick. I don't know, man. The older I get, the more I realize it doesn't count. Rupert Murdoch is 92. Joe Biden is 81. Trump is how old? 78, I think. 78. Don't hold me. And Mike Tyson will be 58 when the bell rings. David Ellis, my guy, you heard me. And heard me talking about the valuables and going to see David and getting a fortune in cash and securing an appraisal from David for all the valuables you have tucked away in your home. It's still true. Let me share the same reasons. He's my guy. Just in case you don't have a Rolex or you don't have rare coins or a silver tea set, see David for all the most meaningful and, again, all the right occasions. Graduation is coming. David Ellis Jewelers have just the right item, just the right price, special people that mean the most to you. Antique watches and emerald pendants and gold necklaces and diamond rings. Trusted jewelers been buying precious metals and antiques in Colorado for decades. Dazzling showcases. David's like the guy. Visit David Ellis Jewelers. See for yourself the black awning on the corner of 3rd and Clayton and Cherry Creek. Explore DavidEllisJewelries.com. ELLIS, DavidEllisJewelry.com. You can call him at 303-322-8779 and tell him that I sent you. One line's open. This is 710 KNUS. Here we go, everybody. It's on a Saturday morning. 53 will be the high, 62 on Sunday. 710 KNUS. I'm Peter Boyles. What's too old? We go to Ron on one. Ron, you waited. Good morning and thank you.
Hey, man, I sure love you.
Oh.
Okay, so I told Lou, it's when Amazon is delivering diapers to your front doorstep. And how diapered up was Joe Biden for that speech?
You know, you're not the first. We talked about that on Friday morning. Did they have him all wired up? And it was weird because it took him a half an hour to get, or give or take, to get up to the podium.
Yeah.
And then there was no formalities. I'm looking for the right word. He just started throwing punches. And the punch at Putin, I thought, was, what are you doing? And this fellow that's coming on here in a little bit, we'll talk with him about it. But
I think that was his legacy speech, and that was his last one. And they knew it. And I think they had him prepped with whatever amount of caffeine and vitamin B12, because he was talking like a little machine gun, but then when he got off script, he was stumbling.
No, and listen, I'll tell you what. I watched it, and I was really taken back by it. I thought it was a better speech than I expected. Because we're looking for the Joe that we've watched, you know, trip and fall and go the wrong way and say he just wants to go to bed. And then we watched this guy the other night who was fired up. I mean, I agree with you. He came out. Now, was he out there artificially, you know, in prize fighting? I guess they call it doping. You know, was he doping?
He surprised me. I agree with you. I couldn't watch it all. I missed the best parts where they were yelling and screaming.
Nah,
at each other,
you know, that's, to me, really, that's like, I'm low rent enough, but that's out of
hand. Hey, I got a couple of thoughts.
Sure.
I was going to call you last week, but boy, you guys, your conversations were way over my head. And I decided I'm not calling. But I watched the movie. And I've had this in my phone to buy the book, Lonesome Dove.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that movie twice on PBS in the last month. Oh, my God.
It's great, isn't it?
Oh, and every one of those people were lonesome doves.
That's right.
Not one of them had a family or an attachment.
Nope.
My favorite book is my grandson's. He's 16 months old now. It's called Drummer Hoff. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
You've got to get it, Pete. It won the Caldecott Award in 1968 for the art drawings in it, the artistry in it. But it's a political statement about war, and it is so subtle that it's like Drummer Hoff fired it off. Captain Scott brought the shot. And on each page, the punchline is unbelievable, and the coloring is gorgeous.
Say the name again.
Drummer Hoff.
Okay.
And it won the Caldecott Award in 1967-68.
I'll look for it.
And I rode a bike from we left Boulder and drove to San Diego with a station wagon and a trailer of dirt bikes. We went from Tijuana down, not to the tip. We didn't go to Cabo San Lucas, but we rode down that road. We went across the Gulf of California on a cotton freighter, and then came back.
That's the thing about bikes, man. Is like
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Came back to Mexicali, Calexico, broke.
Yeah.
I'm reading Thomas Jefferson's letters.
Yes.
And what's shocking me is how Hamilton was trying to undercut everything with Washington.
Yes.
And he wanted a monarchy. He wanted kings and titles.
They offered it to Washington.
Jefferson fought him.
Well, Jefferson, you know, there's that great story about Jack Kennedy, and he's having one of those, and Biden does not have any of these white tie formal nights or state dinners. I don't think he's capable. But having said that, Jack Kennedy would do these, Pablo Casals would come and play, and they'd invite the playwrights, and they'd invite the literati, and they'd invite all these people to these dinners. And Jack Kennedy said it was the biggest one night. Jack Kennedy said, "This is the biggest gathering of minds, except when Jefferson dined alone."
Oh.
Isn't that a great line? I mean,
I'm not a reader. I listen, but I can't put this book down.
Well, good.
He wrote 17,000 letters.
Oh, listen. Well, those guys all had to because there's. I mean, one of the things today is. In that Adams book, when Adams is, you know, writing to Abigail, and we have the letters. They still have the letters. I can't imagine email being part of that. I seriously can't.
One last thing, real quick.
Real quick.
The fight.
be like?
My dad was a farm boy, and his fists were like bags of rocks to the day he died. At 83 years old, he could grab my wrist and yank me down into his recliner with him, and I would have to, I'd have to beg him to let go of me.
Tough old guys. Don't mess with tough guys. Don't mess with old guys.
I got to read Tyson's story, though. I like him.
It's brutal.
I talked to you once at Winter Park at breakfast, and I haven't skied 2 years because I've been with my grandson.
This week.
But I'm going to get back up there.
I'm skiing this week. All right, man. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right. We go to Marty. Marty, you waited 53 for the high today. Good morning, and thank you.
Hi, Peter. You know, what I loved about Thursday is that the American people got to see what can only be described as a mean, angry, nasty old man. Okay, that was about as un-American and uninspiring, I think, to the average person as that you can find. And it also offered no solution. He was able to completely desecrate the memory of Lakin Riley. He couldn't get that name right.
Yeah, couldn't get the name.
It's a disgrace.
Yeah. Well,
it's a disgrace. This is the president, Peter. So there's no. He needs perfection in a moment like that, and he's not able to deliver perfection. And so I wonder, and this is for you, because I know you are not a Trump guy, but I have more respect for you than to think that you're a Biden guy. Hmm. So isn't what he did on Thursday night, wasn't that sealing the deal for the American people? The optic test? Oh, it was. Okay,
just hold on just a second. I waited for the speech, and I thought he did better than I thought he would do. And what I thought was interesting, we're going to talk about it with this fellow coming up. He went out after Putin, and he saves the Israel Gaza until the very end, and really literally pays it lip service. But he goes after Putin as though he's a modern day Joe Stalin. And
yes.
I was taken back. I said, well, what's this about? And then what I thought it really was a campaign speech, because it was 13 times he called his predecessor, who not named Donald Trump. He, like the name you dare not whisper. I think he, you know, for the people that like him, they liked the speech. For the people that dislike him, they immediately disliked the speech. I was trying to judge it for the impact that it had, and I didn't see it having any impact. I thought, you know, normally, whatever normal is, presidential historians talk about you don't campaign when you're up there. And he hearkened to FDR, and he hearkened to, as you pointed out, he hearkened to past presidents. And I thought, you know, you're not FDR. And you're not at this crossroads, and I don't know. I don't know what this. I mean, I've watched the speech, and he showed up. I've been reading. I read last night. He showed up at the Capitol nearly a half an hour late. He started his speech clearly trying to portray confidence and that he was competent, and then his favorite new subject is democracy and freedom. And he started about Ukraine. And I try to watch it, like, not that I liked him or disliked him, but for context, and I just, it was over.
Yeah. Uninspiring, uneventful, un-American. I mean, you name it. When Ukraine is heavily invested into your State of the Union, you have a problem in America.
I agree.
When Putin is referenced, you got a problem in America. And when you're still scared to death and quivering because Donald Trump is in the background, this is Joe Biden, mm-hmm. and you have to bring him up, it just shows, you know, just the state of how we've let him get away with this. So I would just say this, Peter, real quick. Before people make a decision in November, you're looking at character, and I know Trump has always been attacked as having no character, and he's not, respecting the presidential office. And I've heard that baloney, that bullcrap. Joe Biden is a sociopath. Joe Biden can look at the American people and lie to them and not even blink an eye. He has that reflex.
Isn't that
muscle.
the art of the politician?
No,
seriously,
no.
The art of politicians?
Genuine.
Whoa. I mean, we
authenticity. Authenticity, which is why Donald Trump has the 100 million fans, because it's authentic. And I know you don't believe that, but if you smell any authenticity in Joe Biden,
well, I'm not
blind like Stevie Wonder.
Listen to me. I'm not defending Joe Biden. This is the quagmire. But politicians, when we're doing the crossover with John, mentioning Lyndon Johnson and Richard Nixon, but how about by George W. Bush and or Dick Cheney? But they're in and of itself politicians. I've learned at this age of my life that they're by and large liars. I mean, and large, and
they're going to sugarcoat. You're right, Peter. But it's difference. The difference is saying that there's weapons of mass destruction and they send your son to get killed versus saying, okay, fine, I might have slapped this intern on the butt once and I'm lying about.
Well, no,
those are different.
No,
I
agree.
Lies.
I mean, what did we learn as children? There were sins of commission and sins of omission. And but again, the Bush Cheney team has been able to walk away and not be tracked down for the horribleness. They took the world and they changed the world, which I don't think. I mean, I don't even think in my grandson's time the world will be straight for what Bush and Cheney did.
Nope.
And so we have a series of these people, and Biden's gotten us into this Ukrainian thing. We're going to talk about this guy's former CIA guy's coming on the show. He was on the YouTube show with us. He's a real smart guy. And for the life of me, I mean, it's beyond me. And I don't know. I don't understand who walked him into this. I do believe that Donald Trump would have stayed out of it. I believe that Trump would have never, or better yet, and I'm reading Putin's life, and I mentioned this story that is so incredible that it's about his father. And they come back through Leningrad, and there's bodies parked, stacked, and he recognizes his wife's shoe. The story was emotional to me. Putin's father, and these guys are all Soviet Red Army. These guys are Stalin's losses are 10,000 men a day are lost in this struggle to get back, and he recognizes the shoe, and he said, "It's my wife," and he pulls the body out of the pile. And it's Putin's mother. And he pulls the body out of the pile, takes her into the remnants of their place in Leningrad, nurses her back to life. That's Vladimir Putin's, I mean, that's his mother's life. And they had all the uncles that were in Soviet Army. They don't even know where they are, let alone where they died. And this kind of stuff. And you figure, you know, not it's like not defending nor denying. Now, what shot does Joe Biden have against that man?
Zero.
Yeah, I agree. I always said when...
Last thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
Peter, last thought right there on Joe Biden, though. You know, we talk about Ukraine, and they've lost between Russia and Ukraine probably some 600,000 or 700,000 men, middle-aged men. The average age of conscription in Ukraine right now is above 50 years old. That is disgraceful. Yeah. We are there because of Joe Biden. But think about this, Peter. The 15 million people that he's red carpeted into this country, I want you to flash forward 10 years, and that 15 million is now 80 million because they bred. It's an unforgivable
act
that's been committed at the border.
Remember this as well, that the National Chamber of Commerce, which is by and large a Republican outfit, they're the advocates also because they get cheap labor. It's not...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's this... And...
It's the elite. It's the establishment.
Well,
Peter,
he stayed
that
away.
Wants this game to continue.
Yeah. And Biden stayed away from the fence or stayed away from the wall. But when he got to Israel, I thought it was really interesting in his speech. It wasn't until the very end, which I thought he would lead with it, or at least it would be a second or third punch. And this man that's coming up next is, I think, and we talked about it. He did the TV gig and. I thought he was really great about Ukraine. You take care of yourself. I got to pull the pin. 303-696-1971. Lou, it's yours. Better believe it. Wake up, Maggie. Saturday, 53 will be the high. 62 on Sunday, Monday, 63 degrees, 710 KNUS. Mike Tomino coming up. This guy's amazing. Former, well, he worked for CIA, and he's one of those fellows, they call him, at Defense Priorities. And we'll talk about Ukraine. 710 KNUS. Tell you about Danny Kaplis' law firm. My friend, and Dan believed to be the only attorney in Colorado history to win five straight multimillion-dollar jury verdicts in major vehicle crash cases. And I've seen Danny in action. He's a friend. We talk. What he did for my family. And enough said. There's a firm where good people from all walks of life, without regard, the ability to pay, get legal representation that only the rich and powerful will enjoy. And Danny believes that. Talk is cheap. Experience counts. Results matter. The firm would be happy to share with you its track record of outstanding jury verdicts and out-of-court settlements. Kaplis believes that who you hire speaks volumes about you to everybody involved. He is my guy. He's a friend. He's a good man. The firm believes core values have been the foundation of historic success: faith, integrity, hard work, and dedication to righteous causes. Call the man, 303-770-5551. They'll return your call. They'll answer your questions, and they are there for you. 303-770-5551, C-A-P-L-I-S, CaplisLaw.com. And then also, a little later, coming on the show, Sandy Clough and Joe Williams. It's been announced Mike Tyson's getting back in the ring. He'll be 58 years old when the bell rings. Stay here. You ready, Lou? 710 KNUS, 53 will be the high today. Tomorrow, Sunday, 62 degrees. Morning, everybody, on a Saturday, the ninth morning of March, 2024. Spring forward on the clocks. 53 will be the high today, and 62 on Sunday. Monday, 63 degrees. As you know, we do the shoot, and this is where I met our next guest. But this one we did with Billy and Jeff, the new morning show here on 710 KNUS. You can go to the website, 710 KNUS, and click on shows, click on me, and watch the shoot. Coming up, Sandy Clough and Joe Williams. It has been announced Mike Tyson gets back in the ring. He'll be 50.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.